Good morning. Good morning. It's a sunny day. The sun is shining. Democracy is at work, right? And the world is bigger than just the city of New Bedford. We know that. We have a lot of fun with the city of New Bedford. And we'll have the mayor here at 11 o'clock. As goes New Bedford, goes the South Coast. But in this bigger world is a beautiful town, an important town that never sleeps, Rehoboth. My friend Lenny Mills, longtime, lifetime member of the town of Rehoboth, member of the Board of Selectmen out there. They had an important town meeting last night where they dealt with the MBTA zoning. Good morning, Lenny. How are you, my friend?
Good morning, Chris. Thank you for the invite.
Thank you for the grapes.
You're welcome.
He brought me grapes. And Lenny, what happened at town meeting? First of all, you had a historic turnout, I think.
Yeah, it wasn't an annual town meeting. This was a special town meeting, which usually cleans up some of our financial things, you know. But we have until December, right, with the state, the Commonwealth, to vote on the MBTA. So we, the selectmen, we, the planning board, we, the representatives of town, took as much time as we could to explore all our options, legal and otherwise, and knowing that we would have this town meeting and at the last minute we could put it in front of the people for the vote.
Right.
And we could come with them with the research. So I want to just say that I'm proud of my town.
Yes.
And I'm proud of my people I serve with on all the boards in town. Because, you know, the process is that the Commonwealth has the planning board pick a spot and then decide if they're going to pick a spot, and then if they're going to send it to the selectman who will put it on the warrant. And we had a lot of a little bit of feedback. We had a lot of pushback at the meetings, the planning board meetings, and quite honestly, the people didn't understand the process. They wanted us to vote it down and this and that. And my argument is, you know, in town, this is a vote for the town. The people have to vote, not seven members on a planning board. Absolutely not. Well, our vote was only to move it so you can vote and have a full discussion.
Yes.
We went through that whole process painstakingly as it was. And lo and behold, last night we had almost 500 people show up. And we had a very good debate, a very good civil debate. And it went on. People got to talk. The moderator, does a very good job, Bill Q, let the people speak. He explained in the beginning that he would until it became repetitive, you know.
Yes.
But he did. The people got to speak about it on both sides. And and quite honestly, the town, the Board of Selectmen's representative, Dave Pereira, who was handling that, presented all the evidence in case of what he had been doing for the town.
Okay.
Here's what we've done. Here's the travel of what. And then the other people could get up and speak. And it was truly a great thing. It's truly town politics at its best. And lo and behold, like I always say, Rehoboth people are hard to govern.
Yes.
Thank you, Chris. Yeah, in the sense that we're independent. We don't want to be told. You know? And one thing I learned about Rehoboth through all the years I've been out there, the more you try to tell the people of Rehoboth, It's a no. It's going to be a no. You're not going to change their mind.
People don't respond to commands and orders.
Yeah, exactly.
This is not an authoritarian environment. We don't live that way. Lenny, explain to people. We have Lenny Mills here. Lenny Mills Jr. From Rehoboth. He's a selectman out there, developer, landowner, family man, and very thick head. He can break concrete with his head. He can literally break concrete with his head. Lenny, explain what the MBTA zoning, what they wanted, what they're trying to do to towns like Rehoboth.
So we're an associated, adjacent town to Attleboro. So we have to comply with the state. So what we had to do was pick an area, and in our case, make it an overlay area that couldn't be just wetlands and things like that. It had to meet criteria.
So you tried that?
Yeah, we tried it all. We really didn't. I mean, despite some of the people saying we didn't put no research in it and stuff like that. This is a two-year travel of this case, quite honestly. A lot of work. But that being said, so the area that was picked is an area where a 40B was developed in the last, say, 5 years, you know.
That's an affordable housing development where they can blow out the zoning.
Yeah, so we have high density in there. And so we picked this area, And we decided that that area would be an area that would give a paper win to the state. And it would most likely be the hard place to build this housing because our people don't want it.
Right.
The townspeople of Rehoboth didn't want it. So we figured we could do that. And we weren't sure. We thought maybe the state would say, no, you guys aren't giving us a pig and a poke. You know, we know what you're trying to do.
Right.
But we did a preliminary, and they approved it. So we came with that evidence to the town and everything.
Okay.
But the people spoke, and I represent the people. And you know how serious I take that.
I do.
I get on my horse and grab my sword, and I fight for the people.
You do.
And they voted it down, and they don't want it. And that's the way it's going to be in Rehoboth right now. And there's going to be whatever consequences are going to be. The Commonwealth wants to be heavy-handed with us on things if that's what's going to happen.
Right.
We're not quite sure exactly how it's going to be applied.
We've never been here before.
Yeah, we've never been here. We don't know. And the people are like, well, what's going to happen? Well, we don't know either what's going to happen.
Right.
But we hear what you're saying, and we're here to govern, and you are making it loud and clear. This is my opinion. And as a selectman, I'm going to represent the people for what they want for their vote. Some would argue that the area was a good area. It would make us comply and probably never be built on.
Right.
But I was talking to my dad this morning,
yep.
who you're very friendly with.
Yes.
And I said, you know, I'm going to go on Chris's show today and talk about in the vote. And so what are you going to talk about? He says, well, you know, the people really in that area showed up. They're in Precinct 4. That was that. In the beginning of the meeting, they had more people in Precinct 4 in Rehoboth, where the 40B is,
yep.
where they live,
right.
than all the three precinks put together.
Really?
Yeah. So though they came out.
They showed up.
Right. God bless them. They
yes.
should. Now, I started to say, you know, how they showed up and they voted, and we were looking at the numbers. And my father said, remember, a long time ago in Rehoboth, when we bought this land in the 60s, I-95 was going to come through our property, and the state was going to take it.
Right.
And we were upset. And he goes, Lenny, nothing anyone told me back then was wanting me to surrender my land. I didn't want to do it. Nothing.
Right.
So he goes, those people feel the same way.
Right.
They really do. Right, wrong, indifferent. However
yep.
people want to judge them, which I'm not going to.
Right.
And that rang true. And I wanted to bring that message to your show
yes.
today. Look, it's the age-old adage. We need this, but not in my backyard.
Right.
And they don't want it in their backyard.
Right.
So, look at, do we go back to the drawing board, find another spot? Does the state come in and going to tell us where a spot, like you say, Chris, we're in uncharted waters. We
right.
don't know. But we're here this morning, and I'm here to move forward and show up for work for the town of Rehoboth and do it. And we'll find a way somewhere, somehow along the way. We're going to get through it.
Do the other thing that the people I would imagine are thinking, they're just waiting to wait the governor out because this governor is on thin ice. And if she goes, a Republican would come in or even a moderate Democrat. They probably wouldn't use this heavy-handed way of government.
Yeah, they spoke about that, a few people.
Okay.
If I can
sure,
use my memory as best they were talking about. But I understand in theory, so bear with me if I'm paraphrasing a little. You know, that was said to them, don't worry, this place will never get built on because it doesn't economically make feasible sense to do it.
Right.
Their argument was, we don't trust the government.
Right.
And that's it. They don't. I mean, they just don't. Now, listen, Rehoboth has been forced, like all the other cities and towns in the Commonwealth, for solar panels. My town is completely outraged with the solar panels. They come in, they strip all the land, they clear it all.
Yes.
It's nothing but an eyesore. We try to screen it. They can screen it just about for the first story of your house, but most of the people in Rehoboth have two stories, some three.
Right.
You know?
They do.
And they have to look at it. So they're upset. And then the Commonwealth comes in with auxiliary dwellings. Most of my townspeople don't like that.
No.
They don't. I get
people
it.
In Rehoboth don't live in their
and
shed in the backyard.
Now this MBTA, they're coming in and saying we have to do that. Listen, I get the Commonwealth has a plan,
yes.
whether I like it or not. But what I don't like is they can make the plan sitting in Boston. and they don't have to face the people.
Right.
When I leave your show today, right, I'm going back to the open. I'm going to see them at Gumbone Farms, Dunkin' Donuts.
Right.
And if I don't show up in those places within a few days, they're going to come right to my office on 118.
Right.
And I don't blame them. In other words, we're pressing the flesh, and we're being put citizen against citizen on these things that are being mandated from the state. And people are frustrated, you know. So who can they take? Nobody from the state comes out and says, you know, we feel bad, you guys, but we're trying to achieve this and that. We have to try to explain it.
Right.
And we don't believe in it.
Right.
A lot of it. We don't. We think we could modify it, make it a retrofit it to our town. But the Commonwealth, and I get it, they're not going to, you know, just listen to Rehoboth. But
their command, Mara Healey, who never spent a day in local government, unfortunately, has a command and control type of attitude about it's my way or the highway, we're going to do it my way, and she doesn't really understand. I mean, Lenny, you're a man of the land. You've been in concrete your whole life. You understand development. You know what works and what doesn't work.
Right, exactly. And you know, you have a lot of forces in Rehoboth. It wasn't just that area that didn't want it. It wasn't just the older residents that didn't want it. There's a lot of things. I think a lot of it is the mandate is coming down from the state.
Of course.
Too many, too fast.
Yep.
With the ones I mentioned. And we were pressed in our town with all that land being stripped on those big solar plants. And we just had a beautiful place on Pond Street where the Boy Scout Club used to be and all
right.
that. And it completely stripped. And sure, if you drive by with a car, you can't see the stuff right away. But all the houses that are across from it can see it on their second story and
right.
stuff. So they're upset. You got to understand that. But we have to face the people. I do.
Right.
And I'm not running away from that
no.
at all. I'm running into it.
Right.
But it is a reality that the people are frustrated with the Commonwealth, and they're having us, we're fighting over these things in town, which is a difficult situation to navigate.
We have Lenny Mills Jr. from Rehoboth here, and we're talking about the MBTA zoning districts, the overlay, the battle that his town's now pitched with the state. This is uncharted waters, and I know the people around here who are now all part of the MBTA zoning districts, they didn't even realize they were going to be, but I'm talking about everybody around here, because as Lenny pointed out, they don't have a train in Rehoboth, but they live close enough to Attleboro that's how it is, right?
Yeah, that's absolutely true. And, you know, we don't have sewer, we don't have water, so right. people are concerned. I mean, people are concerned about their wells, and rightfully so.
Right.
And they don't have the evidence. Like, you come in and you want to put a complex like that, the Commonwealth, okay, as if that isn't bad enough to soak the people with a pail of fresh water.
Right.
You know what I mean? What's going to happen to our wells? How right. is it going to be sustainable? You know what I mean? What happens with wetlands? You know what I mean? So we tried to explain as best we could, but we're not experts on it.
We're going to take a break, and then we'll be right back. More with Lenny Mills Jr., and then we'll have the mayor here of New Bedford, John Mitchell, at 11 o'clock. We'll get the mayor's reaction to the elections in the city of New Bedford. Stick around. I'm Chris McCarthy. We'll be right back.
Back to Chris McCarthy and South Coast Now on WBSM. Call 508-996-0500.
And it's a great day to be alive. I know the sun's still shining when I close my eyes. There's some hard times in the neighborhood, but why can't every day be just this good?
Welcome back to the program. I'm Chris McGarth. It is a great day to be alive. Every day is a great day to be alive, to tell you the truth. Lanigan & Company is a full-service real estate brokerage and development company serving clients of all sizes. Now, full-service means that Lanigan & Company stays with their clients over the long haul. For us at Lanigan & Company, the relationship truly begins after the closing. Now, owning real estate, whether it's your home or a commercial property, requires maintenance, administrative, financial, and just basic repairs. Lanigan & Company is there to help you preserve and enhance the value of your property at the time of and after the closing. Visit the website or call Jay Lanigan today to get started. A growing part of the business at Lanigan & Company is helping baby boomers downsize. This is a process that requires preparing larger homes for sale and working with folks and their families to secure smaller, more manageable houses like condominiums and apartments. Logistics, compassion, and collaboration drive these transactions. Lanigan & Company is uniquely qualified and positioned to help people coordinate all of the moving parts to effectively and seamlessly downsize. Visit the website or call Jay Lanigan today. We have Lenny Mills Jr. here in the studio talking about the town meeting, a special town meeting they had last night. 500 people showed up to talk about the MBTA zoning. And Lenny, is water and sewer the answer?
No, it's not the answer. It's actually the problem
okay.
we have in, you know, Rehoboth. Because Rehoboth has the zoning it has because there is none of that. And people come there for that reason.
Right.
So we don't want to give that up. People don't want to move there and then change it.
Right.
Right? And those of us that have been there a while like it the way it is. So this, you know, we have different zonings. And like take Seekonk. Seekonk has large lot areas where they don't have city water. But there are some parts of Seekonk that have town water,
sure.
city water. And those lots are a lot smaller and the density is closer. But no, we come to Rehoboth for that. I
mean, Lenny,
should we be penalized for that? Should we be forced to have to put water in? No, we don't want them.
When I go out your way, you go past the old Swansea Mall, I think to myself, you want to clear-cut Rehoboth when you've got this place just sitting here dormant.
Right.
Right? I mean, somebody, and again, I'm not a developer, you are. People could grab a hold of that land and if it's available, turn it into apartments, do whatever they want. But the point is, you're going to clear cut beautiful land and run water and sewer through country land. When you have land like that available, I guess, that's already urbanized.
Right, exactly. So why do you want to bring it here? What's your purpose?
And right.
So and when I was mentioning the state putting these mandates down and my townspeople are getting really, really angry about it. I forgot to mention, they put a rotary. The state come in and put a rotary in Route 44 roundabout.
Yeah, where?
Right at the corner, right at the intersection
of
118 and 44. It's
that's
a real
right.
thing. My town is in an uproar over it. And let's put it in perspective for your listeners. Rehoboth, Route 44 is the corridor to Rehoboth. So when you come down Route 44, that's your first impression of the town.
Right.
And so they didn't like that. It was a problematic intersection. Don't misunderstand me. It was a lot of problems. It needed to be addressed. But the town doesn't like it. Didn't have a choice. The state's going to put it in. They had choices on picking a few things,
right.
like a few items, like whether it's going to be grass here or that. But it's going in. And that's what the town does not like. And so they feel if we pass that MBTA last night, yeah, we would get grants and we wouldn't have to worry about it, stuff like that. But then once we pass it, would the state come with another mandate
of course they
and
will.
Do something else? And then now all that area is going to be built on. They don't want to hear it. They really don't. And good for them for speaking up. But we the leaders now and the townspeople, quite honestly, are going to have to deal with what the consequences are unless we can in between come up with a solution that's going to satisfy both state and the town of Rehoboth.
We have Lenny Mills Jr. here, Rehoboth Selectman, talking about, but this is a problem that's not unique to Rehoboth. They're dealing with it in Freetown. Lakeville has the trains. They've been dealing with that stuff for years. but now the New Bedford has the train, and Taunton has the train. Fall River has the train. A lot of people are going to be dealing with this, these mandates from the state. Is it maybe time to change the governor, Lenny?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, I'm trying to look for the right words. It's puzzling to me how in my own town the people will come in and be upset about what the Commonwealth is doing, mm-hmm. but then we'll hold an election and elect the same governor
right.
or the same people. Now, I'm not pro this or that. I'm pro let's get it right.
Right.
Let's roll our sleeves up together, Republicans, Democrats, whatever it takes, and let's try to get a good plan and compromise with each other. We're not Washington
right.
where we can't reach each other and we're going to argue on TV. But it's perplexing why we keep electing the same people and we get in these things and then they're upset over it. I mean,
We have Lenny Mills Jr. here. Lenny, we have people who want to speak with you. And I'm just going to put those headphones on.
Yep.
To do that. 508-996-0500. Good morning. Thanks for holding.
Hey, good morning, Chris. Good morning, Lenny. How you doing?
Good morning, sir. How are you?
Hey, what's happening?
Oh, we're hanging in there. You're going to have a no king rally? I mean, no queen? You know, Lenny, you guys need to put some posters up and go up to Boston. You know, all this, the diatribe and the drums beating for no king, Trump is a king. We got a queen up there in Boston, and that's a tyrant. And you know something, Lenny, and maybe you picked up on this, but over the years, I see the state of Massachusetts, the government, state government overreach. With all these unfunded land mandates, is they're infringing upon the rights of municipal government to run their balance budget, to keep their budgets lean, and so we don't pay a lot of taxes, but we can't do that because those people up there, up in Boston, are telling us we need X, Y, and Z. When the MBTA is losing $700 million a year, they just booted out there the woman there that was the head of the MBTA. I want your take on it, Lenny.
Yeah, well, no, I agree. I mean, we, yes, thank you for your question. We in Rehoboth, we feel it's an unfunded mandate, as well as other communities. Our attorney last night, Jay Talaman, explained that that went to court. I mean, that went to court with other towns. We followed it. We had the ability to jump on if at some point if it was worth it. And we had the wisdom to wait on the sideline without spending town taxpayers' money to do it prematurely. So that's what our strategy was. But in the final analysis, the judge decided that it's not an unfunded mandate. So, I mean, they're calling the balls and strikes, right? The governor's calling the balls and strikes. The governor appoints the judges and stuff. So, yeah, we're getting decisions like that. Of course, it's unfunded. I mean, take Rehoboth, just our spot, because I know it a little better than any other town. You know,
sure, go ahead.
I'm not familiar with other towns. Yeah, but you put it over there, and you could put like 15 or 18 people per acre, you know, where we have acre and a half lot, three-bedroom houses, that would be six people, sometimes four bedrooms, eight people, two people per bedroom.
Right.
So you're talking 15 to 18 people per acre on the land. Well, we get Chapter 90 money from the state. We're grateful to get it. The state gives us that. We get almost $5,000 a mile. Rehoboth has, you know, a couple hundred miles almost of roads.
Yeah, beautiful country roads.
A lot of roads, yeah. So we're grateful to get it. But you're going to put that all that population there, but we're not going to get any Chapter 90 money. But we're going to have all the wear and tear on the roads of these people coming. And then what about the police? Because then we get a certain population, we got to have more police officers. And we have right now an on-call fire department, not volunteer, not full-time. The chief is full-time, but everyone else is on-call. We're going to have to start getting all these services. Where are we going to get the funds from? I don't hear the state saying, look, vote for this stuff and we're going to help you fund it and for longevity and we'll give you a plan that's going to work, a projection, like business people do, like I have to do.
Right.
I can't go to a bank and say, I'm going to do this project. Give me $25 million. Yeah, sure, Lenny. Show up tomorrow. We'll have the check cut for you. No, I have to go in there with a plan. I have to show I can make the deal work. It's going to be sustainable if I'm going to keep it for rentals and things like that. And if it isn't, I'm going to get a hard no. If it is, they take a good look at it. They scrutinize. But to just throw this stuff at the town like Rehoboth and all the other ones and say, figure it out. How are we going to figure it out? We don't waste a penny of taxpayers' dollars. You know, I'm the guy that took over as liaison in the building maintenance and cut the budget 50% and been running it for 2.5 years perfectly fine without it.
It's beautiful out there.
Yeah, and we don't want to waste any money, but we don't have waste either. And Rehoboth has zero debt.
Zero debt?
Yes, sir. The school department has some debt.
Okay.
That's fine. I'm just saying they do, to be clear to all your listeners.
Yeah.
But the town of Rehoboth has no debt. All those new buildings, all the facilities we take care of, we're not in there, and we got debt to take care of them and stuff like that. We fund everything ourselves. I make sure that we have a capital plan for all the buildings, projections. Come to a town meeting that needs a roof, the people decide if they want to appropriate the money and spend it. And that's how we do it, as long as I'm there.
Yes.
And that gives us control of it. to go into debt and borrow money and then you're not, you know, have all this debt and then you're in big trouble. It's not good. We're going to collapse because we're too small and we have very little business in our town.
Right.
Very little. So, yeah, your listener who called in makes a valid point. It is unfunded. So how are we going to take care of all those people? You know, I understand some have kids, but a lot of them, they're all going to be on the road. We're going to need fire. We're going to need police.
Right.
I mean, they're going to be on their own lot. But, yeah, but there's roads leading to there.
Yes.
Right? There's roads that are going to feed them to go to work. You know what I'm saying? It's all town roads. So
we have Lenny Mills Jr. here. Lenny, of course, if you're wondering, you hear a guy in government. He's a selectman on the planning board as well. You hear a guy in government saying, we got no debt. Lenny comes truly from the private sector. His father started the Forms company, American Forms. Lenny ran it. And I think your sons and your
my
nephews
and my brother-in-law, sister's family, yeah. Very active. They
name of the company? You have a
American
website?
American Forms.
American Forms. Concrete guys. That's why it's everything. And you have great other select board members, right?
Yes, we do. We do. I can do what I do because of them.
Right.
They put me there.
Right.
Like I'm liaison to those departments because they put me there. They put me there and they can take me out. So we work together and I'm respectful of that. So when I speak, when I am the liaison, I hope the audience understands that I represent the whole board. They put me there.
We have Lenny Mills Jr. here. Lenny, the thing, and I say this when I have Senator Dooner on, who is your senator, and she's a senator. It's weird. She's the senator for Rehoboth and Dighton, but also the city of Taunton and Marion and Wareham over there. So it's weird. Yeah. That's gerrymandering.
Right.
She won that district, but it was cut that way for the Democrats to try to preserve a Democrat. It didn't work. So I talked to her. Shouldn't there be places in the Commonwealth, in eastern Massachusetts, where there are deer, where there is open land? Everything doesn't have to be urbanized.
Right, exactly. And I think Rehoboth does a fine job of that. Not because I'm from there, but it quite honestly does, you know?
Yeah.
And there should be other areas, you know? There should be a lot of other. When I was growing up, we had the state forests, which we still have. And I think I mentioned on your show, they would come in and release turkeys and stuff. Because they weren't as popular as they are now, of course.
Right.
I mean, they're all populated all over. But, you know, they would go and they'd release them. And there was all kind of programs for the wildlife. So we're trying to preserve that, we hope, with our conservation board.
Right.
All of the other boards, environmental boards and the historical. We're trying to preserve this stuff for the future generations and also handle growth at the same time. It's a delicate balance. But it throws it in a complete tailspin when the Commonwealth comes in. And they mandate this stuff. It messes up what we're trying to do.
Lenny is also a housing provider. We hear a lot of activists and politicians talking about building. We got to build housing. And then they move on. That's all they did. Just say it. Lenny actually does it. He's built them. He's built housing. We need more housing in the Commonwealth. They say. What do you think about that?
Yeah, well, I think we're the fifth lowest for new housing or new units being built in the country. Don't hold me to that, but I think we are.
I believe so.
Yeah, and so yeah, just look, if you know anybody, which I know quite a few people, that trying to get government housing, you know,
yes.
Section 8 and stuff like they can't get it. It's not available. It's like long years of a wait list to get
right.
on it, and so we do need the housing, you know, but we need it planned. You know, we need to put some thought into it. We don't.
Right. Right.
I mean, look at Rehoboth. If we would have passed that area probably would never get built.
Right.
So you're not going to get housing. So
right.
On one hand, you know, but I'll give you a typical example, Chris,
sure.
If I may.
Sure.
We had a 200-acre. We used to have we were in, I think, the Guinness World Book of Records for the most golf courses.
Really?
Yeah, Rehoboth had a lot of, for the most golf courses in a certain town. I'm stumbling through it, but we were significant in that. So these golf courses have slowly been sold off and developed. So the last one that was just done was Rehoboth Country Club.
Okay.
A lot of history there. I did foundations there for the Shock family that owned it.
Right.
That was their last name, blah, blah, blah. So that got sold, and it was 200 acres. And so everybody in the neighborhood said to the planning board, which I serve for them, don't approve a subdivision. Well, the person that bought the 200 acres put in, say, 70 lots.
Okay.
There was another buyer, which the owners didn't go with, the Shock family, the daughters, that would pay more money, more than $1.5 million for the property.
Okay.
But they wanted them to wait so they got 40B approval. The 40B approval would be somewhat over 300 and something units.
Right.
So you try to balance that, and you try to tell the people, if I give you immediately what you want, shoot it down if I was, you know, inclined to do that.
Right.
You're going to get a 40B, which right. we can't stop at all. The state's going to come.
That's affordable housing where they blow out all the zoning. It's really a very difficult process for towns to go through.
Yeah, it is. And we have no say in it.
Right.
You know, I mean, the only say we really have is through the Zoning Board of Appeals.
Right.
That when the plans are finally approved through the state, that we make sure they're followed, like, as per plan. We're like an inspector
right.
for compliance. But we can't tell them to abide by any of our rules. They can have the density. The one that we're talking about, that where the overlay would have went last night if they
yes.
voted, they have a private septic system for everything, you know, a community one.
Okay.
And a well, which they have to by state law.
Okay.
So, but you know, you can't do that as individuals.
No.
It has to be a 40B.
Right.
And they override those things. So, yeah, it's difficult to govern, and the people are getting frustrated. I think last night they spoke, like, enough is enough. Even if they thought that was a good solution to it that it may never been built on, and even if they had a guarantee from the state
right.
in writing and tablets and Moses delivered them to them,
right.
they're still going to say, no, I know. I've been there 63 years. There's no doubt in my mind. The minute we got, like, 200 people there, I said to some of my fellow selectmen, this will never pass tonight.
Nobody likes a gun to their head.
No. And Rehoboth does not like it. No.
It's too close to Providence. They know what a gun to the head means.
Yeah.
We're gonna take a break, and then we'll be right back. More with Lenny Mills Jr. Remember, at 11 o'clock, we'll be joined by, as we usually are on Wednesdays, by the mayor of New Bedford, John Mitchell. I'm sure he has a lot to say about the election. I'm very curious to see what he thinks of the election results in the city of New Bedford last night. Stick around. We'll be right back.
Oh. South Coast Now with Chris McCarthy. Weekdays on 1420 AM and 99.5 FM. WBSM.
In the sand, cold drink chilling in my right hand. Watching you sleep in the evening light, resting up.
Welcome back to the program. I'm Chris McCarthy. Hey, it's almost lunchtime. Time to head to the Profile Tavern in East Freetown. If you can't make lunch, dinner is a great option at the Profile Tavern. Where is it? Right off Route 140 in East Freetown. When you head out there, you don't have to worry about getting a parking ticket, or there's not even meter maids on the budget in Freetown. But there's free parking, of course, right off the highway. Start out with a great appetizer. They get these soft baked pretzels that are amazing. Go great with beer. The beer mugs are already frosted and waiting for you at the Profile Tavern. You don't like beer? They got signature cocktails at the Profile Tavern. You can check out the entire menu at profiletavern.com. You know, I was out there the other day with Aaron Burke. I got the tavern tips, great cut of meat. The tavern tips are great. And who was there? One of my local seafood professionals, Mr. Moriarty. So, you know, the seafood is great at the Profile Tavern. They got everything, scallops, salmon, everything available. And when you go in for dinner, make sure you stay for dessert. The Profile Tavern, great atmosphere, great food, great bartenders, great wait staff. And it's right off Route 140 in East Freetown. Head to the Profile Tavern. Maybe I'll see you there. We got Lenny Mills Jr. here with us. We'll have the mayor at 11 o'clock. So, Lenny, what happens now with Rehoboth rejecting a reasonable, maybe, idea at the town meeting?
Yeah, so, you know, we're confronted with, what do we have, community or chaos? So
right.
we're going to pick community.
Right.
Right, and we're going to let the dust settle from last night. And so, you know, all the elected officials, especially the selectmen and the CFO in town is concerned. You know, like,
yes,
what's going to happen? What are we going to lose for funds, if any? It's like you don't know what's going to happen, but it's going to unfold. And so, like I was saying earlier on your show, maybe we have a discussion and see if we can pick another spot. But we have the deadline, which is in front of us, for December. So we won't be able to have another town meeting by then or anything. But who knows if we'll get another shot at it. We're not sure. We really don't. I'm not being evasive in any way.
Right. No, I get that.
I don't want to pretend to be something I'm not. I don't have those answers. Nobody does.
Right.
But we are concerned on the leadership side, for myself, to represent the people. I'm concerned for us, because if we're caught funds, if it does really happen, where's it going to happen?
Right.
Is it Chapter 70 school funds for the school?
Right.
Or is it going to be Chapter 90 funds?
The highway funds.
Yeah. So, or anything else.
Right.
Maybe there'll be grants for, I know that when we check off for a lot of grants and stuff, there's a box that says, are you in compliance? You know?
So, right.
Yeah, you know, we're going to have to start as of this morning, 9 a.m., we start checking off. We're not in compliance. We're literally not. So, that's okay. We're going to deal with
right.
it. Right.
Right.
We're not scared of it. We'll
right.
take it.
I know you aren't scared.
We don't mean to be disrespectful to the Commonwealth
right.
and what they're trying to do. We just don't want it, and we're not scared of it. And we're going to have to deal with it. We're going to have to find a way out of it. Somewhere we'll figure it out.
We have Lenny Millis Jr. They are taking a stand for Rehoboth. Rehoboth never sleeps and obviously doesn't surrender.
Well, no, it was evident last night. I mean, when the selectmen, we presented a good plan.
Right. Oh, I think
was
so.
The best, I think, for the town, though I know the people in that area didn't like it. And like my dad said, you know, remember here when they wanted to do it, I wasn't for it. Nothing would have changed my mind. And
right.
it rang true to me. It
yes.
made sense, right? He made it real for me. So I get that. So now we got to just decide what we're going to do. But it's too early now. We'll get going on it.
Yeah, it's always better to let it sit for a little while. But I do think it was a good plan. But you're right. I mean, the reality of it is that the people don't trust this governor.
Yeah. Look, I've been a builder my whole life.
Right.
Like, when I used to build some beautiful, beautiful places in the Cayman Islands, right?
Yeah.
The people would say, I want a fireplace, believe it or not. Yeah, in the Caymans. Yeah. They want a fireplace like this. And they'd show me a picture. And then the mason would come in, and he would say, well, I think it will look better this and this and that. And you could see the owners, they cringe. You know?
Right.
Because they don't like. Now, I may have, in some cases, thought the mason had a better look. He had the right idea.
Right.
But that isn't what the people wanted.
No,
so
no.
When in Rome, built for the Romans.
That's right.
Listen, I'm a Rehoboth guy.
Right.
I take orders as well as giving them. They've given me order. Me, I'll speak for myself
yes.
as a selectman. They gave me an order last night, and I'm going to get up there and work as hard as I can with the orders, so no matter how difficult it is. With or without the money, I'm going to show up every day and work for them.
That's a real American. Lenny Millis Jr., we're going to take a break. We'll be right back. Arthur, that's Toby Keith. My guest is Lenny Millis Jr. You were good friends with Toby Keith.
Yeah. Great man. Great American.
Give us a story.
Well, he was, his parents were Democrats.
Yeah.
And he was independent, you know. He played at Trump's first inauguration.
Mm-hmm.
Caught a lot of heat for that.
He did.
But he was for Americans, you know, and he didn't particularly partake in whether you were Democrat or Republican. He wanted a good American.
Right.
And I don't know, a lot of, some people know, but a lot of people don't know that him and my friend Scotty Emmerich, who was a songwriter who wrote that song and a lot of other ones that you were just playing, did the OSS,
where they go overseas
all the time.
Yeah.
Baghdad, you know, they've been all over. And they just kept going back and back. And he played for years and years for them for free.
Yep.
And actually, the one song, you know,
American Soldier?
Yeah, it was written, and a general, he wrote it just for the troops. And one of the generals told him, you should release that song.
Really?
And he was hesitant because he sincerely did. He's a principal man, Toby yep. was. That it was just for the military. And the guy general encouraged him to do it. And as they say in the music business, the rest is history.
Lenny, I really appreciate you. You're always available whenever I call. I appreciate it. Rehoboth never sleeps.
Yeah, thank you, Chris. Rehoboth thanks you for getting us some exposure.